How do we get this understanding?
Now? If it's not now, it's hoping to have it later. And it cannot grow because it needs the beginning of understanding, and then that can grow. But if there is no understanding, just want it to be grown, it's impossible.
Yes, there's always a desire for the understanding.
Always
which is
desire.
Always the desire, but it's always the hindrance to having more understanding.
One is thinking about hindrance, and one is thinking always about desire. What about this moment? See?
So could we say that this desire for more understanding is a moment of not understanding or wrong understanding?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And desire will lead all the time to different ways without understanding. Mm. Because whenever there is understanding, it's not desire, it's the understanding. It's not attachment at all.
Can you say something about Dhammachanda in this context? Because that is not problematic.
I think that according to the six doorways, Chanda can be desired through mind or object. Because desire can arise at each doorway. At moment of seeing, there is attachment to seeing as something very soon, very fast. As soon as there is seeing, it's something or someone. That's why there are many degrees of defilements. The asava is different from the anusya.
So we talk about chanda as a desire.
Chanda is not desire.
Is chanda wholesome?
Jetasika. It can arise with either
kusala or agusala.
Right.
So what is it again?
Chanda.
Wish to do. So it is different to attachment, obviously. It's a different
jetasika. Likes to use the word interest. Okay. So it can be kusala or akusala interest.
Okay.
But chanda interest doesn't ask how, it seems.
It depends
how to develop.
Whether it arises with what type of citta. Chanda can arise with lopa. So it can condition such idea. And when kusala deeds was done, chanda arose with kusala deed as well. We're talking about life, especially at this very moment. We're living alone now.
Well, if there's a moment of understanding, I imagine,
yeah,
it's very much
only
alone.
When there is understanding. When there is no understanding, we're left with many things, saying many things, thinking about many things.
Mostly about me.
Mm-hmm.
I was chatting this morning with Tom, and we were talking about kusala and akusala and the present moment. Could you say a little bit about whether the present moment is kusala or akusala and how
thinking,
that is known?
Thinking or know what this moment is. Particular one.
Right.
Because many realities right now.
Yes.
So just talk about one at a time in order to know whether what kind of citta is there.
Well, one of the realities would be thinking right now.
Thinking, kusala or akusala?
That's the question.
Nobody can tell except that person because it passed away so fast. We can talk about when is kusala moment and when is not kusala, but not this moment.
Okay. But how is that known in the moment, whether the thinking is kusala or akusala?
When there is no attachment, no aversion, and no ignorance, that moment is kusala.
When the objective is not dana, sila, or bhavana, we are thinking all this is akusala citta.
I think it's kind of hard to determine any of that when you're trying to get on a bus.
Patience. That is good.
The practicality of being physically in the world.
But even in those moments, there's still realities happening. There still can be awareness.
I think that's because we're talking about sati. It makes no difference whether one's rushing to get on a bus or one's sitting quietly in a corner. Realities are still arising and falling away. And if one thinks, well, not this situation, not that, it shows it's just thinking about it, not directly being aware of those realities.
Even in a moment of awareness, You still have to eat.
Yes.
You still have to look after
exactly.
the body.
And those
actions would seem to be outside of the awareness.
But that's because we think of a situation like here as someone eating, but in fact, even while eating, there are just different realities and rising and passing away, just like when one isn't eating.
Mm-hmm. Or it's because of the idea we have of what being aware might mean, that
yes.
we might think that if we're busy or if we're lost in attachment, there couldn't be awareness of it.
John Sujan, perhaps you could explain, how then is it possible to calm the mind, to be more understanding of the moments of reality, when the world is asking you to get the bus, to raise a family, to look after your body, all of those things that the world is there expecting? How then can you step outside of that and keep the mind quiet enough to appreciate and understand it?
Usually people think that the Dharma world is different from the ordinary world. But actually we cannot separate the world into two different worlds at a time. But there can be understanding or no understanding at all. And what is better, to understand and know the truth. And that moment, it's so calm with right understanding. It's not being calm without any understanding, just cling to calmness as I'd like to have it so much, all day or night. But actually the understanding arises with calmness. No need to have other calmness besides understanding. Because now it seems like there's a reality at a time, like seeing. Is that which can experience visual objects so clearly, like what is now at this moment. The citta, the consciousness, can experience it. But at the moment when seeing sees, there are other mentality which arise together. Usually with seeing, there are 7 mental factors which we call cetasika. And at moment of calm, more cetasika. At moment of understanding, more than that. They are all performing the function unknowingly. So we begin to realize different ones with right understanding, that calmness is not right understanding. And some people take something for calmness, but actually it can be just clinging to such moment and think that it's calm. Like now, if you sit alone, calm or not calm? No one here, just sitting alone, seeing trees, sunshine.
It would just seem that living in the world is all akusala.
Right, without understanding, usually, until moment when there is no attachment.
So very few moments.
Very few in a day.
So then, if I follow the teaching, how can I hope that there will be more moments?
Moment of what?
Of understanding, right understanding.
Of akusala.
Yeah. Without hearing anything about realities right now, can there be any understanding of them? Or just take them for something, stay all the time? Why, nothing can stay. Nothing can be further than just thinking.
Well, that's what I meant when I said last night, perhaps for a moment, I have a moment of right understanding,
mm-hmm.
but I cannot sustain it.
Because the I is not right understanding.
Yes.
The akusala comes in so quick.
It seems that the whole thing works against that.
So develop right understanding. It's like the first time you see the Thai alphabet, you cannot read. But the more you know, then you can read. So life is like this. When there is no understanding of any reality, we cannot expect to have fully understanding of all moments in one's life.
Okay. Thank you.
Lodovic mentioned that he had some controversial questions on meditation to raise as well.
If I may, I would like to raise this point of meditation because it's controversial. It has proved to be controversial on the DSG and also in our discussions here. There are all kinds of meditation, but there seems to be a tremendous misunderstanding also. I, myself, recognize that it is not possible to understand realities, and one does not have to go to a quiet place and sit with hands crossed for hours and hours. And I personally do not believe in the necessity and the need for people to have every morning an hour meditation and an hour meditation in the afternoon. And yet I think it might just be thinkable that some kind of what you may call meditation, for instance, staying for a few days in a monastery in the hills, might be quite useful and quite effective in having more and better understanding and training oneself's mind. As an example, I mentioned that at the time when Lina and I were still devout Catholics, we used to go to a retreat in a Benedictine monastery, and we found that quite useful. It would set our minds to rest, it would give us an opportunity to study and to listen to quiet advice, and it would refresh us and give us some vigor. Now, as I see it, the controversy is sometimes this, that people who would be quite willing and eager to follow your kind of explaining the teachings are sometimes put off because they receive the impression that their inclination to some kind of meditation is wrong and is not in conformity with the necessity for direct understanding of realities. Now, would it please give us some further explanation on this point? It may be very useful to clear the air and to help people who would be quite willing further and more deeper to listen to you and still have for themselves some kind of quiet meditation to help them further along.
Where is Lopa?
Right here. Yeah. Oh. You see, I'm not asking this question for ourselves,
yes,
because we are not in need of
Lopa. Because they don't know where Lopa is. Yeah. Thinking with Lopa.
In ourselves.
Thinking with Lopa.
We all do.
Yeah. Wanting, craving for other moment.
Yes.
Yeah.
To go somewhere, to get something. No understanding of reality right now.
Yeah.
So it's the I, the attachment to the idea of self.
Yes.
Which just want every good things for oneself.
Yes.
See, so that is Lopa. What you get is more Lopa.
Yes.
Would you like to have more Lopa?
No. But it may be possible for friends of ours that, for instance, to, as I say, retire for a few days to a monastery in the hills would be useful for them, to give them more quiet and to give them more rest, to put their mind to rest.
What is better than that? The rest which is better than that kind of rest?
Yeah. I don't
the
know.
Rest that comes with right understanding, that sees...
Sleep.
Last year, we had a discussion in the Muniti with some of our friends who, after their stay in Bangkok, would go to the north to stay for a few days at a temple. And I had an impression that they felt put back, that they felt annoyed and disappointed that you gave them the impression that it was of no use at all. And some of them even left our circle, left the DSG. And that, I think, is regrettable. Can we not have the two things meet?
When it's not the truth, it's like the medicine which is coated with sugar. When it's not the truth.
When it is not the truth.
Yeah. I don't know what to think of it.
Yeah. But you do yoga, and I see it more like that. Because people say, oh, I'm so wildly distracted, I cannot put my mind to anything. And then they sit so, and the posture may be healthy, and they have good breathing, and that makes their body better, and that can influence also the chittas, so that they can think more clearly, but it should not be done with attachment or so. But it is more like the way you do the yoga, that you feel better. Is that an idea?
Because it's a question of the view that is behind it. No, Kunsu Chin isn't saying, oh, if you like quiet places, don't go to quiet places. She comes here. It's a lovely quiet place.
Yes,
you like to do yoga, she's not saying don't do yoga, don't do anything.
Mm-hmm.
But if one has the idea that going to the monastery in Burma is more suitable for developing understanding than
that
while crossing the road or catching the bus.
They don't say so.
They
remember,
don't say so,
no,
but this is the idea.
I'm not so sure.
No, they didn't say that. It can be a personal inclination. And some people are really in bad shape sometimes, really bad shape when they go to a center, psychological, completely disturbed.
But I think completely disturbed. When she's talking to someone, what the idea behind is. Otherwise, mm-hmm. why bother to mention it? Why bother mm-hmm. to say, oh, it's better if one does this or that? Because for the development of Satipatthana, there is no better
no,
place
No, of course, we understand it. Yeah.
If all they needed was rest for bodily health and quiet time, why would they travel such a vast distance to go to that particular place?
Why would say it's their inclination.
Yes, and you would say?
I would say, would you like to exchange good health with Panya, right understanding?
Mm-hmm. But is it possible that people
okay.
are...
Okay, would you like to exchange?
No,
I'll give you...
No, I quite understand. But I'm thinking of the other people, you know.
You don't mind, because people are different by different accumulation, if you think about them. Not just 1 or 10 or 100 inclinations, more than that. Mm-hmm. But they are Dhamma, Kusla and Akusla.
What people usually want after all the stress and anxiety in society is they want to do something, polish up the personality a bit, so they may find some kind of therapy useful and helpful, mm-hmm. like going to retreat or going to a massage therapies, going for a romantic thing or whatever. Yeah. But it's just like the lobha is... It is descended up a bit and some relaxation comes, but it is not a kusala relaxation, it is more mm-hmm. the relaxation of eating good food and all this kind of thing, which is not at all panya, but it is lobha disguised.
Mm-hmm. Yes, but if it is a Buddhist retreat, Vipassana retreat, then it's also wrong really.
Yes.
It comes back to Tom's question. It's like not enough confidence that Satipatthana can develop in daily life, whether crossing the road or sitting quietly. It's an idea of different situations and how one can calm the mind down more as being part of the practice. Yeah. It's the view behind it that is different.
The problem is that they are not ready yet for Satipatthana.
So don't talk about Satipatthana when one is not ready.
No.
Yeah.
But I think you'll find, Nina, you remember that the same people are emphasizing very much how important it was for there to be calm, and the mm-hmm. kind of samatha calm, as much as possible.
Yeah.
As a necessary condition for the path. So the two go hand in hand. Otherwise, they would just go to a quiet resort by the beach.
It is a very good point that you raised this, Ludwig.
Well, it's out of you want to help still.
But
we
like to think of the sensitive. They're sensitive,
right.
And we like to.
Because they're good people, and
that's right. Yeah.
What they think is best.
Yeah.
But when will they be ready to hear then?
Little by little.
One doesn't talk about
little by little.
Until
little by little.
The wrong
this,
way.
We go on explaining about conditions.
They trust your words more or their practice more.
Oh, yeah, that's
their practice.
Yeah. So they're going further away from your words.
Mm. They're trying to change your mind.
John, we talk about panya, which is right understanding.
Mm-hmm.
Is there self?
No.
Then how does it occur?
Before hearing anything about reality, it's not panya.
Before?
Hearing about realities, there is no panya, no right understanding what reality is, right?
So, if I think, that's not panya.
No.
Because akusa thinking or kusa thinking can be conditioned without panya.
So panya is right understanding, but it is not of the self.
What is the self?
Who or what is understanding?
Understanding is a reality which
a reality.
Understands whenever it arises.
Okay. Now I get it. Okay.
Sometimes behind some of these ideas of going to a quiet retreat, as you say, it can be just going for rest. only one can know for oneself. But isn't there also sometimes an idea of being able to direct or control?
Not necessarily, no, I don't think so. As I listen to some of our friends.
What about, let us go retreat now, no discussion at all. Let's go.
Yeah. Silent retreat, not a word.
Or go to somewhere.
But no Dhamma discussion.
Yeah, no Dhamma just, discussion, yeah. Just go.
Just ordinary, go to retreat.
Yeah.
I shall think it over and then I may come back to it later on.